I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Jerry.
Need whiskey and munches.
Hola. So, Jerry, when did you know you needed medical attention?
You've called the show before. Okay. You know the ropes.
Thursday, March 13th, I was climbing down a ladder. I thought I was on the first rung, but turns out I was on the second. So when I stepped on air, I continued to fall like a tree, and I was sore and limped around for the rest of the day and limped around for the following day. And because in the past, when I take such a fall, well, it's sore, but then it heals up in a couple days. Well, my bones had gotten a lot more brittle in my old age. So the following Monday, March 17th, I was too sore to walk. So that's when I had to go to the hospital.
Yep. Yep. That is how it works, ma'am.
Broken the foot or knee?
Is the pelvis, not the hip, but one of those little ring bone that's below the hip where the femur pivots.
It's amazing. Fortunately,
I don't know that world yet, but one day I will.
I'm telling you, ladders.
I'm going to have to get like a hip replacer. Or something.
But ladders are the thing. Jerry, I did the same. No, I did not injure myself, but over the weekend, some reasons I had to be up on and around the ladder around the house. But I did the same thing. I'm climbing down the ladder. Thought I was on the bottom rung. I wasn't. And you just, it's weird. Your body relaxes because you think your next football, you're done. And by the time you realize that you have miscalculated, I mean, there's nothing you can do. And I braced myself for the worst. I just kind of came down with a thud. Like nothing broke or anything. But I did stand there for about 5 seconds. Kept rotating my foot.
Yeah.
I did it twice in one day. And it was two different ladders, right? So doing one ladder, come down. But and like I said, I think I'm on the bottom rung. I'm not. And you make the mental note. All right, man. Don't do that again. Go to the other side of the house. I climb up the other ladder. I swear to God, I'm coming down. I'm on the bottom rung. I am confident that I'm on the bottom rung. And as soon as I realize I'm not, I'm like, God damn it. But nothing happened. But I'm like, Christ,
it's
man.
Like, it's also like the last step on a set of stairs. Sometimes you go like, and you're right. Like, what was that?
I've never done it as an adult, but I remember being a kid and like somehow I'd trip up a stair.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because a lot of times when you're younger, your feet are outgrowing your body.
Yeah.
Because when I was in my teens, I hit size 13 shoe before I was tall enough for it to not look insane. So I never fell down the stairs. But every time I went upstairs, man, school, home, it didn't matter. I was going to fall and I was going to eat it. And it sucked, man.
Right. And our front porch was like four big concrete stairs.
Yeah.
And I just remember coming home at night and I feel like I would miss that top one all the time. They were just laying there crying like
that. Did you ever have carpeted stairs?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that thing where you have socks on, like you heel the end of the step?
Oh, yeah.
And somehow your both heels come together.
Because you're trying to stop yourself.
Boom, 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 all the way down.
I think it's the best thing that can happen.
You can't stop it. Like your legs just they straighten out, but you never actually can hit a step.
No, there's no friction.
Because you're going too fast.
Yeah, but my buddy's house now, he's got one of those newer kind of row houses up our way.
Yeah.
So that if you're going to the deck up top, it's carpeted. But then from the bedroom level down to the kitchen level, it's just wood, but it's stained.
All right.
I hate it because it looks exactly the same. And the first time we were there, I was helping
him. Is it one long staircase then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we when he was moving in, I was helping him. And I go, somebody is going to eat it on these stairs. I thought it would be me, but I was just like, I can't
imagine. So who's done it?
I'm not at liberty to say. It was somebody, because they are embarrassed by it, but it was somebody who just.
What do you mean? Are they okay?
They're fine. Just if you were having a get together and you have me and a couple of my buddies and everybody else, like you'd be like, oh, it's the guys lugging around the cooler, slugging beers. It wasn't us.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, someone who should not have fallen. Okay.
Correct. But I was just like, as soon as it happened, I like hopped up. I was like, I told you, you got to put some strips on those stairs or something. Because when you look down, they just look exactly the same.
Yeah. 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 You kind of get disoriented a little bit.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
If I'm leaving a Seahawks game, I'm on the right holding on to the railing.
I always hold the railing when I'm going down the stairs at a stadium. Because when you're looking down, it's a death. If you fall, you're going down all of them, right. And they're all cement, man. Yeah. That's the difference. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
All right, boys. So you were talking about crossbows earlier. Just real quick. When you go to, like, get your crossbow to, like, to the house, you have to use, like, a practice bolt, and it's plastic to get, you know, rid of it. Sorry. Just had to put that out there.
Well, so, wait a minute. So, what do you mean?
So, when you go, you can't just dry, well, it's not healthy to dry fire your crossbow.
Okay.
Also, you can, like, cut your fingers off. If you go to
okay,
release,
yeah,
so you just put a practice bolt in there, and it's like a plastic little bolt, and it just kind of shoots. Like I have like a little target thing, and I just boop, and then it's like, yeah. So
you think that's what the guy shot himself in the head with,
or did that thing ricochet?
I don't think so. I think somebody broke into his house, bro.
Okay,
all right. Yeah. That's honestly to me that's worse.
Yes.
Could he have in theory fired? It ricocheted off a tree or did something weird and just came back and just went right through his head.
I mean, in theory, yeah, but I would think that's
I've done some dumb crap with my crossbow. And
okay, why do you have it?
Why not?
Why do I have it?
Yeah, I mean, like, is there other than target? You know what I'm saying? Like, could you hunt with it?
Yeah, deer hunting.
Okay.
But so my thing that I called in about was, so I was in college down in Springfield, Missouri, and go Bears. And so I was going over to my buddy's house. We both rode motorcycles together, and I was going to go help him move. And so I turned right out of my apartment complex, and I had the right of way. And I look at this girl, and she's in her car, and I'm like, and I see her. She looks right. She doesn't look left where I'm coming from. And so she just pulls out. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going underneath the car. And so I dump my motorcycle, roll. I headbutt her door as I roll. And my hand was in front of my head. And I headbutt my hand and break my hand.
Jesus.
And, so I'm underneath the car, like half underneath the car. And I look at, she rolls her window down and goes, I didn't even see you. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Really?
No kidding.
What else you got?
Well, and this cop saw the whole thing go down. So, like, now I got a good witness. And he comes over and he pulls me over and he puts me on the lawn. And he's like, hey, man, you're in shock. Don't get up. And I was like, nah, I need a cigarette. So my right hand, my right hand's broke. So I use my left hand and I go to smoke a cigarette. And he's like, dude, you're in shock. You need to sit down. And I immediately just start throwing up. And he's like, you're in shock. You need to sit down. And I was like, yep, you're right. And I was like, he's like, do you want an ambulance? I was like, nope, that's like $800. I was like, nope. And so I call my buddy, who I was going to help move. He takes me to the hospital. I go straight into the ICU. He calls my mom. She drove from St. Louis to Springfield, Missouri in under an hour and a half, which it should take about 3.5 hours.
Jesus.
And... oh, yeah. No, she got pulled over by the highway patrol, and she told him, like, hey, my son's in the hospital. And he goes, just follow me, and turned his lights on.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so, oh, yeah. And so...
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
She got there, and the worst thing about the whole process was the nurse, who was attractive. I was like, I got to pee. And she was like, you can't get up because we haven't given you enough MRIs or what's the other, CT scans?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, can I just please just go pee? And she's like, I will hold this jug and you can turn on your side and pee. And I was like, I am not doing that.
Oh, I've been there and done it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really weird. You're like, you're going to hold this thing for me?
All right.
Okay.
I'm like, and they also, dude, I don't, ugh.
So, okay. In my instance, I thought that I was going to stick it in there.
Yeah.
And use the bathroom. Oh, no.
She stuck it in?
She just grabbed it and stuck the whole thing on there.
You know why?
Wait a minute. Because I kind of just like, I was not ready to jump back because I was coming out of anesthesia. So I wasn't really, I was like, whoa.
That means she has been peed on before.
Something.
Yeah, like, I will do this.
I swear to God, man. I was like, wow.
Armageddon.
Unexpected hand on the penis. I didn't see that coming. You know, it's like, whoa.
Beautiful woman. And I'm like, please, not in front of my mother.
Man, look, at that point, I don't care. You want to hold my penis while I pee? Knock yourself out. I don't care.
I woke up and I tried to sit up.
Yeah.
But I was still kind of out of it.
Sure.
And so she's like, you got to lay back down. I'm like, I have to go pee. And she had the thing right there.
Always, yeah.
And she grabbed it. And then she grabbed me and put the two hoses together. Mm-hmm. I was like, ah!